This is an MUT Radio podcast.
26 minutes before 12. Welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show. I did tell you, Guti, we have an interview with Ntokozo Waka Mkize right here on MUT Radio, who is the founder of iBlue Way. Now, if you don't know Guti Blue Way yini, now uzokwazi, because he's going to tell us more about it. Guti yini iBlue Way. Ntokozo, my brother, welcome on MUT Radio.
Greetings awaiting everybody listening to the radio station.
Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us today. We Ihlanganani Midday Show. So, mhlambe asiqale nje about you. Singekayi kude with our Blue Way. Nokuthi uhlangane kanjani and everything.
Yeah.
Let's speak about you, my brother. Ubani uNtokozo? When you speak of uNtokozo, uNtokozo nje ubani?
That's simple, bro. So, uNtokozo is a simple visionary young guy who grew up here elokishini.
Khona la eMlazi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, eMlazi. So I went to local schools.
Mm.
And then later on in high school, Adams College, right? Mm. A high school where I graduated with my matric certificate. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, later on again, I continued with doing my short courses about digital marketing and all of that. Until getting to the idea to start this visionary of iBlue. So yeah, that's simple for it.
Oh, okay. That's you.
Simply that.
Mfethu, like, okay, ufika kanjani kwi idea of okay, mhlambe before sifike nje ukuthi how did you get there? Let's speak about Blue Way. Yini Blue Way? When you speak of Blue Way,
yes,
someone who's out there who's listening to the show, akazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngani. What is iBlue Way?
So iBlue Way is an eyewear brand that specializes on blue light blocking glasses, right?
Okay.
Yes. So as we know, on our daily basis, we work with strain, my phones, my smartphones, my laptops,
yes,
TVs and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So iBlue, that's where iBlue Way comes in to protect eyesight from that harmful light that comes from your eyes.
Why the name Blue Way?
From your screen, I mean. So?
Why the name Blue Way?
Because Blue is related to blue light, right?
Blue light, oh,
yes, yes, yes. So,
and obviously.
And then wear, because it's eyewear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that is very interesting. That is very interesting. So, Mbetu, how did it come about in the Baye ye Blue Way? Did you make a research? How did you start? And lezi lama short courses othi wafundile mhlawumbe abe nayo yini impact ukusiza ukuthi atsize kanjani and all that.
Okay, so when I started iBlue, I already had the knowledge about iBlue light vele, right?
Okay.
I had a pair of my own ama blue light glasses, but I didn't have the idea before ukuthi maybe I should just try and bring this to the people, because most people don't understand this concept of iBlue light, right?
Mm.
They don't understand ukuthi working with ama phones, the eye strain, they can damage the eyesight.
The eyesight, yeah, definitely.
Ended up ending up going to optometrist, paying thousands to just for damaged eyesight.
Mm.
So yeah, I blew it, and that's why it came about. It was okay, let me just bring this to the market, because most people don't understand, because you can't get these glasses without a prescription from a doctor, first of all.
Really?
Yeah, these are non-prescription glasses, right?
Okay.
Anybody can wear them, just like our sunglasses. It's just that these ones are specified for
blue light.
Yes.
So what happens? I'm just curious, what happens when I go to Dokotela and I have a problem? Yeah, mhlambe computer ukuthi my eyesight now is now affected. Udokotela uyanginike wenze njani?
Udokotela obviously uzoqala ngediagnosis phela, right?
Yeah.
To see ukuthi okay, is the eyesight yakho damaged in such a way that you can't read, you can't see, or you just need the protection, right?
Mm.
So as you know, ama glasses, ama lenses have different degrees.
Mm.
So
yes.
Le ama blue light ke ino 0 degree, which means ayinayi magnifying lens. If for someone ongaboni, ayinayi magnifying lens ukuthi ikwenza ukuthi ubone if ungaboni.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a normal.
Oh, it's just normal.
It's just a normal degree with the blue light filter, just to filter the harmful light. So doctor can add this as well to your prescription. If it's okay, already eyesight tackle is already damaged.
Yeah.
Right. Uzo add on top of it, leo lens, leo iBlue light.
But now sukhokheka kakhulu.
Yeah, sukhokheka kakhulu. And now you're paying like 5,000, 6,000. Yabo. Ama optometrists azokutshela.
Bro.
So yeah, but iBlue is just that's what it's for, kahle kahle. Just to help people.
Just to help people
before you even get to that point where you need a doctor. You can just simply rock these glasses, because One of the things I like about these classes is that they are fashionable, right? You can can wear them any occasion.
Ooh, Usnepa would tell you there was one Afrika now last week. Hey, Awatana loved those glasses, man. You know, I work with computers every day.
All of us.
But sometimes, you know, when I sleep, I feel like I'm a mapplung and I would know good at because I was on radio and even as I'm always producing for the next show. Yeah. So it does help nje abantu abaningi who are working with computers.
Yeah.
Even on my phone.
Yeah, and my phones as well. So it's phones, it's computers, just anything digital. It's TVs if you're watching TV at night. Even at the cinema, you can wear the blue glasses at cinema if you're watching a movie. But just to protect your eyesight, because the main thing is here is to protect the eyesight. I think I'll be damaged.
There
are people who are wearing glasses, prescription glasses, at the age of 18, 19. Yeah, not even 21, so coma glasses. Some even 12, 13. Already, eyesight is damaged.
Is it damaged already? Retina.
So, yeah, that's
you see, you know, these things that I can agree. Life science is taking grade 12.
And it's starting to make sense now.
It makes sense.
Because another thing I want to clarify, my listeners, no, so what if blue light is bad? If blue light is natural, if blue light, so as we know, it's ilanga in a full spectrum of light. Ilanga, there are all sorts of lights from ilanga, right? Including blue light.
Okay,
so there's natural blue light from the sun, and then there's artificial blue light
which you get from computers.
So if blue light is not bad, it's just the timing. So we are not intended to expose to blue light my late hours, 7. Nature, nje ayihamba sun. That's why we have day and night, right?
Okay.
If ukhulisa isihlahla using photosynthesis, you remember photosynthesis?
Yeah.
If ukhulisa, you can't.
Although I can't tell you explanation, definition.
If you're growing something using light, you can't expose it to light 24 hours.
You need the darkness.
Yeah, you need that darkness. So that's why we need to protect the eyesight, because eyesight is if you're exposed to light during the day, it's normal. But now during about 9, 10, 11.
It doesn't need
light. It needs rest. So now you're busy. And this information, I'm telling you, bro, these companies, these big companies about iPhone, they know this information, but
they don't tell you. Makes sense, yes.
To make a lot of sense now. So, and people should get into this first, seriously, because every day, especially with those who are using TikTok. TikTok is very addictive, you know that.
I know. I sleep at
social
four.
Media. Let me not say TikTok. Social media.
Social media generally.
It's addictive. So you need these glasses. Students as well.
It does not only affect me, not only in King Ayamehlo, but even if you like umuntu who doesn't wear glasses, it does affect you because obviously you watch TV, you are in your phone, you're in your computer, you just so you need
you need blue wear, right?
Did you start this business? Blue wear.
I got the idea, I'd say late 2020, mid 2021.
Okay.
I got the idea and then I only initiated around about the end of the year. Right. That's why I started to do research. Where can I find these glasses? About manufacturers, suppliers, and all of that.
Okay.
How can I bring it to market here, like South Africa?
And how has that been? How some of my challenges? You can share some of the challenges
that you business.
Of being an entrepreneur at this state, because honestly, a lot of us, sifundile, we have our own degrees. Yeah. We did our courses, but it's hard to find umsebenzi alright. Hence, we sizigcina sesingena ku entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Let's speak about that. Some of the challenges that you faced, and I'm sure you can take us through some of your challenges ohlangabezene nawo in the market.
I mean, obviously, me now not having a tertiary education, right? I don't have a tertiary education.
Okay, yeah.
So, entrepreneurship was my only shot. I've always been there. After I was, it's okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. So, being an entrepreneur, I wouldn't say it's easy. It's the hardest thing.
It's like you're saying wouldn't advise.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise people to take that route. It's the hardest route you can take. Entrepreneurship, it's better even to have a 9-to-5. Yeah, well. Although it's the most worth it, it's at the end of the road.
At the end of the road. Eventually. Yeah. We're speaking about you off air with my colleague Yeo Afika. We're speaking about how man isn't as in there takes time to
feel. Yeah, it takes time. And but
they are worth it.
They are worth it. Yeah.
So which is what you are speaking about today, eventually. Yeah. Yeah. So challenges?
You know, when it comes to running this business, first of all, introducing the concept of blue light to people, they are uneducated with this.
They think
you must go to a doctor.
You see, now you just educated me because I didn't have an idea. Which, okay, as much as we receive blue light from the sun, we don't need it at
you
night.
Don't need it.
You see?
So one of the main challenges, I would say, was to educate the customers, the people. Mm. Educating the people, you know, because people will ask a lot of questions. Some of my clients in here who recently bought was asking, do I need a prescription from the doctor to get this? I'm like, no, you don't need a prescription from the doctor. The lenses of the glasses are tailor-made to protect you from the eye strain, your blue light, your TV. So those are some of the challenges that I faced with the blue wear.
Yeah, but
slowly, gradually.
We are
growing, but we also have our partners. Also, one of the things as in Caesar is to collaborate with influencers. One of the major influencers we've collaborated with is Azande M. Club, you know her.
Okay.
You can check us on Instagram. We've collaborated with her.
With her, okay.
And also Snapper Rhymes as well.
Shout
out to Snapper Rhymes.
What has the response been from like our customers?
Feedback. It's amazing, bro. It's amazing. You can go to we have a Google My Business profile. If you go to Google, you see the reviews there. People are saying, "Oh, I didn't know this will help. I'm now able to see." Because some of the side effects of working with computers is insomnia. Is the lack of the ability to sleep.
Right.
So some of my clients have been coming back with that feedback. It's okay, now I'm able to sleep better since I've been using these glasses. Because they are exposed to blue light at night.
Wait, please repeat. You were saying computers and honey, I'm a side effects corner.
Of the side effects of working with the eye strain.
Yeah.
Eye strain is the blue light coming from a computer, right? One of the side effects is insomnia.
Okay.
Insomnia is the lack of sleep. Yeah.
Yes.
Insomnia, eye fatigue, even headache, right? Healthy acquire deteriorates and if you are exposed to these things most of the time.
So now
most of us are.
So now if you wear these glasses,
it filters the amount of blue light coming from the computer. It filters it. Rest and comfort.
Because
our eyes, they work a lot,
As
long as we are awake, our eyes are always working. So they need that rest. So imagine nigga when I'm beaming your lights with blue lights at night. So you need some sort of protection, right? Our client, you can go to our Google, just Google Blue, where you'll see the reviews there. People just know.
They
help me a lot. So the reviews will speak for themselves.
The reviews will speak for themselves. I wish to have you, Iskati, now we're more enough, but again, we're on radio. You know how Iskati is very important. Yeah. Maybe how can we get Alama classes? You mentioned something about influencers.
Yes.
But Mkambi, singawatula kanjanji, kabanzi.
If you want to get the classes, we have our own online store, which is blueware.co.za.
Okay.
You can be able to purchase, place your order there, and then they'll be delivered at your doorstep.
Right? All right.
Or you can just simply DM WhatsApp. I'll leave my WhatsApp line at the end of this.
Yes.
Yes. Where you can just consult Nat Lapo and then he'll succeed.
And then, for Emalo Kuza, my purchases.
My purchases, yeah.
Okay. Sushi, let's speak about blue wear on the socials. And obviously in the number
almost all the socials. Instagram is blue wear. Facebook blue wear. TikTok blue wear. I'd say What else? But all the social,
all the social blue.
Yeah, it's just blue. Twitter, blue.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do we still call it Twitter or X?
X. Let's call it X.
Okay. Blue. No, thank you so much, my brother.
So
lastly,
before,
your number.
Before, just see.
Okay.
And now we pay Yako, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Because
yeah. Okay.
Since you said you're also working with the Ice Train, you're going to need to help them, yo. So,
bro,
okay,
thank you so much.
Here's a gift for my brother. Here's a gift for my brother.
Oh, wow.
Now
okay. I'm
getting feedback from you just to experience them yourself.
Just to experience them. Oh, wow. Look at these, bro.
Yeah,
okay. Wow. I just received a pair from Iblue. Guys, thank you. Wow. Thank you so
much. Stunning.
Ndokozo, I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
As we speak, already. Vision, it's different from
clearer,
bro. Oh, wow,
yeah.
Okay. You will go to my socials, I will post this.
Check us as well.
Yeah, this is Sbo Nuguti. Wow, guys, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Stunning.
No, thank you so much, my brother. Sikuthola kanjani ku wow, this is nice. Sikuthola kanjani ku WhatsApp
bethu. WhatsApp
number
is 069 yeah
195-7452.
Again, it's 069 195-7452. You can send us a message there and then we'll respond as soon as possible. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.